We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Chaf in the Standard Edition. Reish Tzadi Aleph in the Zeligman Edition. U'mitzvat bikucholim en lo shiyu. We're learning about the mitzvah of visiting someone who is ill. We have a halacha when it comes to visiting the ill, that there's no limit. You can't say, I visited him yesterday, I'm not going to visit today. You visit as often as is necessary. Da'ino afilu gadol tzel katan. Even if someone is like the chief rabbi of Israel, and there's someone who's not so big, who needs to be visited. So that's the mitzvah. You can't say it's beneath my dignity. They need you, go do it. And even numerous times a day, I saw big rabbis going to visit regular people from their community when they were sick in the hospital. They would travel and they would go visit them. They never made any issue of it. Of course, if someone they were friendly with was ill, they went and visited them. But what you have to remember is you shouldn't become a nuisance. Oh no, it's him again. Right? You visit them so long as they enjoy it and so long as you can help, but not when it becomes a nuisance. The halacha says that once a person becomes seriously ill, the relatives come right away. But people who are further in their relationship, they're not so close, they should wait 3 days. Don't just come rushing in. You hear the guy has a condition, and everyone comes pouncing into his house. That's not right either. Because if everyone comes in, so that affects him negatively. If suddenly he sees everyone rushing in, he feels like, oh boy, I must really be dying, right? I have a friend who was diagnosed with cancer, and he told me the phone calls he started getting really made him panic, because suddenly he really felt like he was a dead man. He said until everyone started calling, it was okay. He reached a point, he shut his cell phone. He wouldn't answer. He said, they're depressing me. Everyone's calling me suddenly. I'm going to live. I'm not going to die. I'm going to beat this, right? Very important attitude. So one of the halachas is, you don't all rush in all at once. You got to be intelligent what you say too. Like people said to him, you were so much fun. He says, what do you mean I was? But if someone has an illness that suddenly pounces on him, so then everyone comes right away. If you see the person's deathly illness, if the person who's ill is lying on the ground, so in ancient times they didn't have air conditioning, so then if a person was hot, you want to put him somewhere cool, so that was on the ground. So then you shouldn't be sitting on a chair and he's lying on the ground. Because the Shekhinah is above the sick person's head, so you're not supposed to sit like up above. But if the sick person is lying in bed, so you're allowed to sit on a chair next to them. So these are introductory halachos to the laws of Bikur Cholim. I'll tell you one more interesting halacha. When I taught the laws of Bikur Cholim in our shul, so I didn't say this halacha. I skipped. I said all the halachas of Bikur Cholim but this one. I said to myself, it's never relevant. The halacha says, Od ita b'shulchan aruch, we have another halacha in Shulchan Aruch, en mevakrim lo lecholei me'ayim mishum kisufa. You don't visit someone who has stomach problems because you're going to embarrass them. If a person has, every second they have to run to the bathroom, and you're sitting there, they're uncomfortable, they're going to have to contain themselves, and the Shulchan Aruch is talking about situations where everything's dirty and stinky and it's uncomfortable for the person to have guests. So if you're going to come in, he's going to have to contain himself and you're going to hurt him. So I said to myself, when's this ever going to be relevant? And then after we finished the laws of Bikur Cholim, after I skipped that, one Friday night, there's a knock on the door. Mash, a week or two after I skipped this halacha. A guy's knocking on the door. He has a relative over for Shabbos. An older relative, and this relative has been constipated and they can't go to the bathroom. And what do? Is there a doctor in the yeshuv? So the relative is on the floor in pain, can't move, and I started suggesting different things that we can do. I said, by the time you get seen in a hospital, it'll take you 3-4 hours. Even if you can get rushed over, we can get you an ambulance, but until we get you rushed over. In the hospital, they'll say, we'll get to you. They're not going to deal too fast. The person's going to be in pain. Let's try to resolve this here and now with the nurse, with an enema or something else. It's not something serious. It's just something that's hurting the person, so we should try and resolve it. So I went over to their house, and I went with them in the yeshuv to every medical person we knew, and they knocked at my door at like 11:30. By then, no one was up. It was one of these wintry Shabbatot where everyone went to sleep at 6, 7. By 11:30, no one's up. So we went house by house. We even knocked, attempting to wake up our paramedic. And no one heard our knock. I was scared in a yeshuv. You don't want someone to show up with a gun, right? So I didn't want to climb through a window or anything. But everything we tried didn't work. And then I told him, why don't you try doing an enema at home, you know, without a paramedic? You could do it to yourself. And then they're talking to me, and I'm walking out of the house. So they said, are you leaving? I said, no. So they said, then why are you walking out to the cold? I said, because of this halacha. Because if someone has an illness that affects their stomach, they don't want other people around. So whatever I can do to help, I'll do, but I'm going to wait outside, and you'll see if I can help with something else, and you'll come out to me outside. I'm not waiting inside. And they said, Papa, you're not going to wait out in the cold. I said, yes, I will. I'm going to wait, and there's nothing wrong with it. But that's this halacha. You don't wait inside when someone has stomach issues. They're uncomfortable with people being around. So you do the things we discussed. See if it works. If it doesn't work, we'll try B. We'll try C. If we have to, we'll get an ambulance. But this was this halacha. And then it struck me. Here, I skipped this halacha. I thought it's not so relevant. And I was witness that I was wrong. So that's the halacha we're going to conclude with for today. That if someone has stomach problems, so then you have to think about how to visit them. You don't want to embarrass them. And very often they prefer you don't come. So you have to figure out what's in the person's benefit, what's in their best interest. And this is in general, this is true. I had a friend who went with his newlywed wife to visit someone in the hospital. It was a long walk, was a summer day. They slept for over 2 hours, and they finally came to the hospital. They come in, and the person is sleeping. So what happens then is you start having a very interesting Yetzer Hara. You start telling yourself, they wouldn't want me to have come this whole way, and they wouldn't have seen me. They wouldn't want to miss out on the opportunity of us having some time together. What are you really feeling? You're feeling, I wouldn't have wanted to come this whole way only to see the person sleeping. And you're standing there wondering what to do, and the answer is, don't bother them. It's true. Sometimes you have a sick person who really needs the visitor and will want you to wake them. But very often it's not the case. Very often they're sleeping. Until they could finally fall asleep in the hospital, it took a long time. They don't want you to wake them. And in fact, we asked the sick person afterwards, did you want them to wake you? They said, no, for sure not. I feel bad they walked the 2 hours, but it took me a long time. That was the only sleep they had that day. So again, in Bikur Cholim, we try to assess truthfully what's in the other party's best interest, and we'll learn the directions the halacha gives us as well. Okay.